Now you are, and I hope I'm saying this right, an equerry?
Yes, I arrive a day before the queen just to make sure that everything will be to her liking. Now, did you get my facts of requests?
Yes, and I'm happy to say that we have just finished the last of it. Every light bulb in her suite has been replaced with a 40-watt bulb. The soaps you have sent are unwrapped and in the bathroom, and we have just hung the last of the Renoir prints.
Her Majesty thanks you. Now, if I may, I do have a few final requests regarding some of the Queen's more unique quirks and peccadilloes.
I promise you, there is nothing we won't do to make Her Majesty stay comfortable.
Excellent. Now, the reason I don't include the following requests in the facts is that they require an added layer of discretion. Am I understood?
Oh, yes, of course.
Fortunately, they're just an affectation. Excellent. Well, firstly, please remove all sheets and replace them with rubber sheets.
With rubber sheets?
Yes. Do you think you can find some?
Yes, of course.
Good. Now, the Queen may have one or two friends over.
Of course.
So please procure 40 bottles of Belvedere vodka and place them on every flat surface in the room with the cap half twisted off. Make sure there is no distance greater than 8 meters between bottles.
I'm gonna write this down.
Do you have mini refrigerators?
That we have.
Excellent. We'll put the mini refrigerator in a separate room. Fill that room with other mini pieces of furniture, like mini tables, mini chairs.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, after a long day of appearances, Her Majesty likes to unwind by pretending she is a giant. And will go to that room to smash things. When you hear the smashing, send 2 hotel security guards to the room. Make sure they are midgets. When the Queen answers the door, have the midgets run away down the hallway screaming, "Oh no, it's the giant Glombo, run, run."